And welcome to the Flat Racing Guru podcast, horse racing, and we concentrate on the UAE and the Cape racing in South Africa. Now, we had quite a good day last Saturday at Jebel Ali. We hit a few decent prize winners. And today, today is the 21st of December. And tomorrow is the 22nd of December, and it is the official start of the Maidan Carnival in the UAE, that's in Dubai. Right, like every year, the first race at Maidan tomorrow in the Carnival starts off with the Group 1 Arab, and that'll be the round one of the Maktoum Challenge for the purebreds. Actually, I tipped this horse last time, Rich Like Me, and he's actually the track record holder, with a time of 1:44.72. It's 300,000 for the winner, and it's a 500,000 race. And I will stick. I've had a look, there's normally one laid out in this race. It could be number 8, Hayab Al-Zaman, or number 3, Diamond Gem. But, you know, there's one that goes close at quite decent odds. But I'm going to stick with number 11, Rich Like Me, for the win. So I'm going to quickly go through, we'll not go through any form because it's Arab race. And, you know, as I said last time, we don't really concentrate on them, but I will give tips in these ones. I've had a look at the form, and I think it'll be 11, 8, 3, and 2 on the bottom. I do think 11, Rich Like Me, is probably going to be hard to beat. He is a top-rated horse, and as I said, track record holder. Race 2, and this is the first turf race in Maidan this year. As we go, we move on from the dirt. We have a few weeks of dirt racing at Maidan. Then we have the start of the carnival and the dirt and turf races and the start of the Maktoum Challenge. If you can hear anything rumbling about in the background, that'll be my silly little dog looking for crumbs on the floor. He's so greedy. Little chihuahua. Well, it's not my dog, it's my son's, which I'm looking after till he's away. Right, so let's start with this race 2, and if you're probably looking in the racing post, it'll be the 205 in the UK, and that'll be race 1 proper, but for the card, the festival, the carnival meeting, it's race 2. Right, and we'll go through, it doesn't matter what, I'm not going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I'll just tell you what horses I've written down and what I've wrote about. So we'll start on race 2. And number 7, Magic Mischief. He cuts back in trip. Race looks set to suit. I've got him on 1-2-5 at best. And he is my pick for the winner. Just over 5 Equilateral. Now, I do like Equilateral coming back to Maidan. He's a really solid campaigner. And he's set to go close here. Actually, he is £1 better than Magic Mischief on 1-2-6. So I think it could be close between those two. And I just thought he does come good. It doesn't matter when he runs Magic Equilateral Aim. He can run well fresh or, you know, back-to-back races. Number 1, Mickey Ass. He goes well on dirt and turf. Possible 118, so he might need a bit extra. Excuse me. Now, I thought number 3, Bill Lale, a dirt horse in form, but could be suited equally to turf on his pedigree, and he looks like an improver as well, and obviously Mr. Costa is the trainer. So I was looking at him, but I've got him on 111 here, and I think he would need to improve 1-2-3 lengths or so, but you never know. And also his that mark was made on the dirt, But, you know, he looks like he can go on the turf as well, on the pedigree sort of thing. Number 9, Rawi. Now, he's quite a decent horse. I've got him on 1.25, so he's very, very close to the top. But he's a dirt horse, dirt bred, and he'd be a surprise winner. Number 2 is Asad Zabil, 110, goes on the turf. Best recent form is on dirt. Then we've got 4, Salt Lake Voyager. He's an ex-Mike de Kock horse now with a different trainer. I think he needs to step in lesser company, but he is quite a decent horse. I've only got him on 104, but, you know, if he put his best foot forward, he could grab a bottom place, 4th, 5th. And the other one was number 11, Top of Bill. Was improving here when last seen. If he could retain that ability, and he cuts back and trip as well, but he does look like he has speed. He is 50-1, but, you know, he's coming back after a long layoff. I think it's 1,000-odd days or something, but he could. I'm quite interested to see him run, actually. But for the tips, I'm going for number 7. Now, I did want to go for Equilateral, but I just thought, you know, the boys in blue first race, that's what swayed in me. But I am very, very scared for Equilateral, but I'm not going to have a bet. Because if I put a bet on Magic Mischief, because I think it's either between Magic Mischief or Equilateral, if there is going to be a better price winner, it's either going to be that 3 Belial and he can improve, or a real shock would be that Top of Bill coming back, you know, off a long layoff. And last time we've seen him, he was an improving horse, so if he has retained that ability, it could be interesting. As I say, I'm looking forward to watching him running, just to see for the future if he has retained that ability. But I'm gone 7.5.1.3. That's what I've went for. So Magic Mischief to beat Equilateral, and then 1 and 3. That's Machias, and 3 is Belial. Right, now race 3. Is on the dirt, 7 furlongs. And this is the 2-year-old race. So another interesting 2-year-old race. Now number 4, La Farty. He shows lots of speed. Over 6 furlongs last time. And he beat Fatten by 3 lengths. And he has got a lot of speed in the pedigree, when I check the pedigree over. And actually I think number 1, Fattener, I've got him down to plus 100 here on his RPR, and he should be suited by this extra distance. So I think Fattener, 11-2, could possibly outstay this La Farty, the Ben Cohen ridden Michael Costa horse. But let's see, and I have got number 1, Fattener, as my winner. But let's go down the card and have a look. Number 2, Frosted Dawn. I've got 94, could go well if takes to the dirt. Could go well on most surfaces on pedigrees. It's got a strange pedigree, so dirt on the top and turf on the bottom. And he's won 2 all weather races, so that's an interesting horse. You know, it's like could take them anywhere, couldn't you? Number 7 is Morgana, could improve. There's lots of speed in the top half of the page in his pedigree. Still dangerous to rule out on first run. Luck needed, but showed good gate speed. Don't rule out. Now, let's have a look. Did that run in the trial, Morgana? No, it actually ran in the race. And it was like 9.5 lengths behind La Farty. But he did show a lot of gate speed on that day. He was out, he just faded at the, you know, when they had a few couple of furlongs to go, he faded. But, you know, he looked a bit loose that day, so he might needed the fitness. And I don't like ruling these types out myself, because I think that that could be the prep of, you know, it's real prep, and he could be tightened up here. So I thought Morgana at 9-1 was a real danger to my number 1, Fattener. I mean, I do think La Farty's going to run well, right? But I just think he's got so much speed, he might just drop away in the last 100 yards. Over this, it's a lot. It takes a lot out of a horse's dirt track over 7 furlongs. And I thought there was so much speed in Lafarty's pedigree that 7 furlongs at this stage might just be a stretch, especially the way the race probably may be run. That's what I thought. And I thought these I've been hitting Marsh runners could wear them down. Now number two, Frosted Dawn, he's ran at Newcastle and he won at Chelmsford. He has got a bit of a dirt pedigree on the top, so he's an interesting horse. It's sort of a dirt turf pedigree on the top of his page. What else have we got here? Six, Manana Gold, second in the trial. Now, he ran in the trial in November and was second. The sire won up to a mile. Dam was a listed winner, bred in Maryland. So that's the northeast of America. A strong local northeast USA pedigree. The mother and the second dam, Lightning Linda, a Kentucky bred winner. So there's plenty to like in that pedigree. But I think this is probably needed, this run against some of these others, because when we're hitting these 100 plus ratings, what I've predicted, you know, they're going to struggle, aren't they, these first time out. So it's an interesting horse to watch on pedigree. One Girl is a Red Car winner. It's quite a decent number. 99, I've got him on turf, but whether it takes to the dirt, I do not know. Number five, Lightning Paradise by Congrats. Good first season sire, had a lot of winners. Dam was a winner, Kentucky bred. No trail runs, that's interesting, never had a trial run. So he may need this. So overall, I've thought about this race and I think number one, Fatina, right, 11-2 is my pick in this 2-year-old race. Now, the only reason I'm not going for Costas, he won easy last time out, but he did have a lot of speed. I think this 7 furlongs might get him caught by this Fatina or this number 7, Morgana. So I think this Morgana, and it's very interesting to notice that he's booked Barcelona for that Morgana. So I would split my stake between 1 Fatina and 7 Morgana, because I think people are going to think this Morgana has got no, it'll die away because it died away on debut. But I think it's got plenty in its pedigree to stay this trip. And I think the last time was a prep run. I think it was meant to go out fast and just die away. I don't think it was fit enough. And I think tomorrow it could be. And it could get away from them and lead all the way this Morgana. So I would not leave that out. I would go 7-1 and 4 in this race. And I wouldn't rule out anything, to be honest with you, because there's some decent horses in this race, 2-year-olds. But that's my 3. And I'm quite confident it's either number 7 or number 1 to beat the favourite, Lafarty, who was quite impressive on his debut. But as I say, I think the other two have got the pedigrees to get this extra furlong. Right, we'll go to race 3. No, it's race 4, sorry. It's race 4. It is race 3 in the Racing Post. And we're back on the turf in 7 furlong listed. Turf race number 1, Dania. Improved as a 5-year-old gelding. I've got him like opening up at 111 on his debut when he's fully prepped, primed. It's 1, 2, 3, so it's dependent on fitness. And he was a surprise winner of the World Cup. Group one last on World Cup night. He did surprise me, but actually I did back this horse, and I did tip him for on the bottom each way. If anyone remembers, so by default we had a winner, but you know, we had less money on that one than we did with our main bet. But we did win on the race with that horse winning, Dania, because he was on about 40-1, I think we got for him. But that was a massive improvement, Dania. So whether he can run, he's not going to run to that mark on his debut for the season. I very much doubt it. So it's a tricky little race, sis. Number 10, Mysterious Night, 140 and 120, depending on fitness, 7 furlongs to a mile. So the perfect trip, and that's the William Buick ridden Charlie Attleby horse. And if you look at his form of 22 and he comes back to anything like that, it's going to be quite difficult a horse to handle. But I think they'll both get beat off this horse, number 2, Favortino. I think James Doyle's got some good rides tomorrow as well. He's drawn in one. I don't like to be drawn in one, to be honest with you, over this track. So I think he's got a sort of, I don't know how he's going to ride the race, but I did fancy the horse. I think he's going to be ready and fit and primed. I think if he gets beat, it'll be the draw. I just don't like one. I think, you know, they come on the outside and sweep past that one box. So if he sort of breaks and sort of tries to manoeuvre out and come round a couple of horses, I think that's going to get him to win the race. But if he stays on that rail, that's what I'm worried about. He could get beat off anything, like Wild Lion or Major Partnership. I think Mysterious Knight and Dania might need the run, right? Both of them. They'll obviously be fit, but, you know, not very, very prepped for this race and primed. I think something else like Wild Lion or Major Partnership could spring a surprise. If Favortino doesn't get off that rail and something comes past him up the middle of the track late on, it could be Major Partnership or Wild Lion. But I've just covered myself. I've went 2, 1, 10, 9 and 14 for the pools. So I'm taking all them horses, because it looks a quite easy race on the top two look better. But I think they've got bigger fish to fry later on, to be honest with you. And I think this Favortino, why is it in his race? He won at Redcar, right? A 7 furlong race at Redcar on the turf. And he created a decent RPR. I think he's improved since then, because he looks like he's a 5-year-old. And I think he's improved a lot. And I think he's primed. Because he just looks odd in this race, doesn't he? I think he's just primed and ready. I think he's obviously been improving at home, and they've got him kicking and bucking and weaving and doing everything right. And if that doesn't come in, I think it could be an outsider like Wild Lion or Major Partnership. I mean, them are no slouches, because they're regulars around here, especially Major Partnership. And he's got the figures from last year. He's like 114. You'd have to, you know, the others will have to run below a little bit, but you can still crop up and win, because, you know, this trainer, and he's an 8-year-old now, he's not getting any younger, but I think there's still a race in him. I still think there's a race in him. And what else did I like? Yeah, just Favortino. If he gets off the rail, he'll win, I think. So 2, 1, 10, 9 and 14. For your pools bets. Now race 5, we're back on the mile. It's a group 2 dirt race, right? Number 1, Isolate, Godolphin mile winner, improving older horse, big chance. I think he's going to be hard to beat, and Tyler Gaffley-Owens come all the way over to ride him. I think they can't see him getting beat. He's 5-6, I think, but I don't like 5-6 prices, but this horse looks the real deal, you know. Number 4, Golden Goal, 114 to 120, 9-year-old regular here. You know, he's got chances. Number 7, Royal Muse, 118, 121. Similar chances to this Golden Goal on form, because it's a tide. Now, I do think number 9, Mr. Raj, I've got him on 115 plus, improving 3-year-old, could surprise, danger at 12-1. So I have got Mr. Raj in second. And number 3, Desert Wisdom, 116, I've got him if he's on song today. A regular, has run some smart races here, in slightly lesser races. March 22 form, 126, puts and bang there. So another interesting horse is number 10, Mimi Kakushi. Now this horse was, I put him up a few times last season, if you remember my regulars, and he was improving fast. And I think the sentiment was America. And then back to Maidan, and them last two races he's flopped. But before that, Mimi Kakushi was improving. So I've got him on the bottom in fourth, but he could get third. Number two, Celtic Prince, can run the odd good race, inconsistent. But this is what I've got here. I've got the win is isolate. Oh, very, very hard to beat. I've got the improving Mr. Rogers for you all to get the second spot. And I think Desert Wisdom and Mimi Kakushi could fight out the third spot here for your exotics. Race 6 to Group 2 on the turf. We'll have a look at that. Sheeda Group 2 turf over 9 furlongs. Right, number 11, Measured Time. I've got him on 128 all-weather turf. Improving 3 all over a mile and plus. I'm not sure about the cutback and trip. He does look speedy-like, you know, but he looks even better over further, a mile and a half. And he's cutting back here. Trip needed now, but one easing down on Polly over a mile and as a sophomore. So very dangerous. Number two, my idea, the winner is James Doyle again. I mean, am I getting this right? I'm not, because he's on so many horses I fancy. Is he going to go through the card, Mr. Doyle? When you would naturally think Buick, wouldn't you? But you just don't know. You just don't know this horse is decent, very, very decent. Ottoman Fleet. I've got him 131-32, 9 furlong specialist. Very hard to beat on my known form. Very hard to beat. This Measure Time's obviously a decent, decent horse and an improver. But he's cutting back. He looked better the further he went, but he did look fast over a mile. This is 9 furlongs, so I don't think it'll be a problem, but Ottoman Fleet, I mean, he loves this distance. Everything's perfect for him. And he's got the 130, 132 mark here on my handicap. So that's £4 ahead of Measured Time. Obviously, you don't know how fit they're going to be and who's ready to go on that day, or if this is a prep for the next races. This is the guessing game we've got to play, you know. So, but I'm going for Ottoman Fleet. Number 9, Real World. I think he's got a chance as well. Class Act went on song here. 139 best. So actually, Real World has got a really high rating that he's done in the past. He's got a lot of back class. Best 130 last day in Bahrain. He was 4th in Bahrain, but he seemed to plug on at the end of that race, didn't he? Because I fancied him then as well. And what puts me off, why isn't Oisin Murphy riding? That's a little bit of a put-off, but I don't know. There might just be, this might be a rest race where they're just going to keep him fresh. And he's aimed at another race in the future. That's what I was thinking. Number one, Alfarit, 126. A reliable group performer, bang there over his preferred distance, which is today. Number six, Languish, 118. Decent miler, needs more here. Number five, Highland Avenue, 139 furlongs. Positive ride, could be a danger, but good numbers for this type of race. Number four, Geoman, 124. Place chance of taking to the track. So obviously his first time on this track. And I've went for number two, Ottoman Fleet, to win. That's 2-9-11-1. I've got 2-9-11-1. So number two to win, 9 for second, 11-1 for third, and fourth for your exotics. Interesting race. The race 7 is a 10 furlong dirt. Listed race. Actually, it's 1 mile, 1.5 furlong, just under 10 furlongs. The favourite is Everfast. I'll go down what I've got here. Number two, Al Jadaf. I tipped it last day there, if everyone remembers, on the Gab group on my, when I was tipping the, that's before I'd done the podcast for the first few weeks of Jebel Ali. We had Al Jadaf a couple of times. He's on 106 plus tomorrow. He is improving. Tip the last day, steps up in distance, so that could, he stretches out another 2 furlongs. was running on over 8.5 furlongs in October, so this trip could suit. He will have to improve, but I think he could be there and thereabouts. Number 9, Western Sympathy. 119 if trip suits is a danger to all. Definite danger, Western Sympathy. I had him down as my second choice. I thought at number 1, Adjust Fiscal was prepping last time. He's on 109, expect 119 best. Trip suits, tough race, latest. Yeah, that is not my tip. He had a tough race last time. No, that's not my tip, sorry. Number 1, my tip is, because it's got similar names, is number 3, Atletico El Culcano, 124. Needed the blowout on November. Looks a perfect prep for a big run today. Now I fancy him. He was 6-1. I don't know how he's only 92 now. He was 6-1 when I looked before. But I think everything's prepped. I think. He is 6-1. Sorry, I'm looking at Adjust Fiscal again. My eyes look the same type of name. Atletico El Culcano. That's number 3. Now he was 9.5 lengths between Al Nifford. I think he was ready. He was just prepping in that race in November. And if you look at his back form, it's just something about this horse. I think he's ready to win tomorrow. Number 9, Book Review. Nice run late. This 115 could set the race up for my pick. That's why he could lead up from the start. And he was a surprise winner last time out. And the trainer's going to run him over this trip, according to the trainer, from now on or further. Military Law, standing dish round here, 113, can run on well on occasion. Sometimes I've backed him in lesser races with big prices and hit the 4th and 5th markets on Bet365, but I'm no longer on there. Can't get the each way extra on these big prices. So it's going to be a nightmare for me, this Maidan, because I get some really big price 4th or 5th horses on me handicaps, you know. Number 6, Made in Dubai, 2 nice runs in lesser races, chance on 114. So the result here, I've got number 3, Atletico El Culcano, because I think last time he run was a prep for today, and I think the pace of this race is going to suit him with, obviously, Book Review going from the front runner, and I think we'll come round the bend and start going away at the finish. I hope so. But if you want the pools, exotics in this race, I've went 3-9-2-6-4. Now, have you get a pen and written all this down? Because you can just go back through it again, because I'm not going to repeat myself. Right, in the final two races, I haven't done them because it's took a lot of work to get through to 1-7. In any other podcast, you know, you wouldn't get 7 races off the guys. They wouldn't give you, you know, tips for 7 races. I mean, it's just a lot of work, you know. So we'll try and get, I'll try and do the other two races and put them on my gab group. So if you want to go to my gab group, the address is in the podcast I did on Jebel Ali. I tell you what the address is for the gab group and that. But for now, I will end there. And you've got, what, 7 races? You've got nice 7 races. Have a bet in. And I think we could hit some decent winners there on Friday. That's tomorrow in the Flat Racing Guru podcast. So I'll see you next time at Jebel Ali for Christmas.